This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Washington, District of Columbia is, when you get right down to it, a company town. The company, of course, being the federal government, which means that essential personnel aside, basically everything grinds to a halt during a shutdown. But this is, as you know, not the first shutdown rodeo Washington has been to, and some lessons have indeed been learned that might cushion the blow. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
During the last government shutdown in 2013, garbage piled up in parts of Washington, D.C. The city's budget was frozen because it was tied to the federal government. Washington was only able to function by dipping into its emergency reserves. It won't be doing that again.
We have an exemption for our local funds during the shutdown.
That's Jenny Reed. She directs D.C.'s Office of Budget and Performance Management. She says if there's another shutdown, Washington will be able to access revenues from local taxes. Reed says that'll be enough to keep services going, like trash collection.
It doesn't matter if the next block is owned by the federal government or the district. The trash is going to be picked up no matter what.
Including at national parks in Washington, which, having learned a lesson from last time, the Interior Department will keep open for the most part. Government contractors have also gotten wiser since the last shutdown when they didn't get paid. David Berto is CEO of the Professional Services Council, a trade group for contractors. The thinking now?
Accelerate your invoices and get them in before the shutdown occurs so that those invoices can be accepted for payment.
Of course, there needs to be someone in government to sign off on those payments. It can be especially hard for contractors who aren't considered essential, says Matt Bennett of the think tank Third Way.
Those federal contractors would be at high risk of not getting paid because those are some of the easiest things to not do during a shutdown.
Bennett says if a shutdown lasts more than a few weeks, that can cause big cash flow problems for contractors. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.